Welcome back, everybody. It's our second episode of the Raider Report this year, and we're joined by senior men's volleyball player Brendan Frank on a Wednesday afternoon. Brendan, thanks for the time.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
It's funny. I want to start off with, I want to say almost exactly 4 years ago, an unfortunate story kind of happened, but you played a hero role. You essentially, you know, help somebody that was choking or help somebody that was in distress in the cafeteria. And, you know, we came and you gave us an interview, you told us what happened, and it was just, you know, it was pretty wild. And to think that 4 years has already passed is crazy. Has the time passed as fast for you as it has, you know, from my standpoint? And B, are you bummed that this is the final year of college, your collegiate career?
Well, first of all, I did not think it was going to come this fast, honestly. It came so fast. My sophomore and junior year just went by in a flash. And it seems like just yesterday I was, you know, moving into Woodward. And I can't believe how fast it moved by. I'm pretty surprised on it. Things were taken slow, but now we're already here. And I am bummed that it's my last year. I really enjoy this place. I really enjoy Rutgers. It's really awesome here, and it's kind of sad just to know that it's my last year, especially my last career, or my last year, you know, evolving my career.
You're from California. A lot of the time that's not the case here, especially with our student athletes. A lot more local, East Coast, whatever. If you could do it all over, would you do it again? You know, give us a quick background. Why did you end up coming out here for college? And you know, has it met your expectations?
I would completely redo it. I would completely do it over again because some of my best friends I've met here, and coming from California, it really opened my eyes to see like what parts of the country like I haven't experienced and like how different some places can be, even though they're the same at the same time. You know, like I'm 3,500 miles away, but at the same time, the people out here are the same, you know, maybe some different attitudes towards things, but in a very good way. And it just really opened my eyes, and I'm very glad I did it, and I'm very glad I'm still here.
It's funny because each summer now, me and my fiance are trying to go to a different city in the country just to kind of check it out. And yeah, we'll always go to whether it's Mexico or Europe or wherever, and that's great. But we've had a blast doing those, you know, just checking out different parts of the country. And you know, you're lucky enough to, you know, experience kind of life on two different coasts every year. And that's, I'm definitely kind of jealous towards that and that experience, because I went to, you know, I'm from the East Coast, went to school on the East Coast, so definitely a cool experience for you. So when the original request went out for the interviews, I sent it to the coaches and I said, you know, hey, please, will you guys get back to me with any student athletes that did something cool this summer, had a cool internship, whatever. And Pedro, who's always so great about, you know, getting me content and whatnot, immediately suggested you. Give the listeners a little bit of a background on what you did this summer and you know, maybe a 30-second, 60-second elevator pitch on what you did this summer for work.
Okay, so what I did for summer for work was I actually ended up getting an internship for U.S. Senator Kamala Harris.
Who's awesome.
Yeah, and she's relatively new to the Senate field. She was the U.S., not the U.S. attorney, sorry, the DA for California. And it was really cool because I didn't think I had the internship. I applied and everything, but they didn't respond. And then out of nowhere, the staff assistant called me, saying, hey, like, I just want to talk to you real quick. And, you know, she ended up talking to me about a few questions, and we had to do kind of a phone interview because I was all the way over in Jersey. And so we ended up talking for a sec, and then she basically on the spot told me I got the position. Huh. So I was just insanely happy at that moment. And I was busy too. I had to like move aside from what I was doing to take the call, and like I just could not contain my excitement.
And that's awesome. Oh, yeah, man.
And so I went and I worked for the senator. I worked at her Los Angeles location. I had to commute like an hour and a half every single day. So I got a nice little slice of what it's like to be an adult.
Yeah, the real world.
You know, drinking coffee on the way over to the you know, West Olympic Boulevard. And yeah, I just think it was a great experience. I cannot believe it happened to me. And I'm so grateful that, you know, I was able to get that opportunity.
Not to get into politics one side or the other, mm-hmm. you know, for whatever reason. But she recently kind of went viral too, even more so. I mean, she's very, you know, if you follow her, she's, you know, extremely well-spoken, well-respected, just, you know, seems fantastic. But she recently went viral for at the Kavanaugh hearings recently as well, I saw. So just that experience must have been incredible. How do you want to parlay that to, you know, what's maybe the next step, or is there a next step?
So my major's psychology and criminal justice kind of play a role in helping people, and I got this internship, I got this position in order to help people, and even if I wasn't the one helping them myself, I was providing steps in order for others to help, and that just made me feel really good, and I really think I should do something in that field eventually, and this position just really helped me with, you know, seeing what I think I should be doing with my career.
That's awesome. Really cool. Do you, you know, and you can say you don't know or you're not worried about it or whatever, but do you have a, you know, let's say 3 to 5 years, do you have an idea of where you might be, or?
I have an idea of where I might be, but I'm not too sure where it's going to take place, what's going to happen, because it's, I'm still kind of in the air in my mind, like, where do I want to do things? What do I want to do? Do I want to do it here? Do I want to do it here? Do I want to move to this field? Do I want to even like continue schooling? It's a really tough process for me to think about, but I'm sure this year, my final year at Rutgers, I will definitely narrow it down, and I'm very excited for it.
It's funny. It's things just tend to not. Obviously, you want to push things into place and do all you can to make good things happen, but I'm sure with a guy like you, stuff kind of just falls into place as it's supposed to, and it'll be, you know, whatever it is, it's a hard process with tons of hard decisions, but, you know, I got started on my career because of an injury in baseball, and there's so many people, so many examples of friends that I have that just kind of, you know, stepped into something which allowed them to step somewhere else. But that internship sounds like an awesome, awesome start. Kind of just switch gears. You're a senior. You've experienced the highest of highs with the men's volleyball program, NCAA tournament, Elite Eight. You experienced a really tough season, and then you experienced a really strong bounce back season last year. So you've kind of, you know, rode with the program, you've grown with the program. What goals do you have for this year? I guess program goals.
Program goals, I just really want to get close with my team. I think that's a very, you know, big necessity for any team to have, you know, in any sport. And I really want to get close with them. I want to, you know, make sure we're not just playing volleyball to win, but we're playing it to have fun with each other at the same time. Obviously to win, but I just want to make sure we have the good chemistry. Like maybe a few other teams, like last year, maybe the team of the year before we had, I feel like it was a little bit, I don't know, tough. Mm-hmm. It was tough for us because we're a little stiff together.
Yeah.
And so I think this year will really bring us together. And especially my first year being captain, I'm very excited to, you know, help everybody just, you know, get closer to each other. You know, it's kind of hard for seniors to get close to freshmen sometimes, or like maybe even sophomores to seniors, or like juniors to freshmen. It's really just about, you know, like making sure that these are your friends. They're not just people that you play a sport with, and you need to really accept that, and you need to just make sure that everybody's having a good time. So,
and in volleyball too, and you know, I love watching you guys in basketball as well. I think that the rosters are very similar in terms of size, and in those sports, that chemistry is so important. Not more so than talent, you know, because obviously talent's super important, mm-hmm. but it is right up there with talent, and chemistry can take a team so far. Just the trust and just, you know, having the back, and it's just, you know, chemistry, I think, in all things, and I'm sure you'll find that in the real world coming up.
Yeah, and the reason I wanted to talk about chemistry is because I know we have a good team this year. We have a lot of competition, and I'm just so excited for that, because it's like ever since my freshman year, we had a ridiculous team. So this year, I'm just insanely excited to see what's happening.
Do you have a personal goal, or is it just more like, let's just be the best we can be, and let me be a great leader, and the chips will kind of fall where they may?
I do have a personal goal, aside from just like lifting, or, you know, just getting better at the game and getting myself better. And my goal is to really it in a captain's position, you want to make sure that you are controlling everything, but not in a way where other people can't, you know, make decisions, or you know, they feel stiff about doing something or telling someone else something. And I want to make sure that I bring the environment that can open them up to that. So I'm gonna start working on that, and I think I have it down, but that's something that I need to work on, and I'm very looking forward to.
Coach Trevino is always a big time, you know, always on the road, always recruiting. Mm-hmm. He's always bringing in a lot of talent. Mm-hmm. What would you say to people considering Rutgers Newark, maybe outside of volleyball, but why would you tell someone to come here? What if you had a younger brother looking to play volleyball? Why would you tell him this is the right place for him?
Well, I would tell them that this is definitely, aside from Coach Trevino just being insanely great, like, I love the man. He's really awesome. I could go on and on about, like, how he's made my career just a very better and, like, amazing, you know, place. But I would say to them, if you're really looking to have a great time with family, not even just friends, like, this entire area just becomes your family. And it's just a crazy ride, because staff members are all so nice. Everybody wants to see you better yourself. Everybody wants to help you. And it's just a very welcoming environment. And so I would give them the advice to come here, because it's something that everybody would like. So
that was a great answer, and mm-hmm. and not to, it comes from a high, not to, to completely knock your legs out from underneath you, but what was the hardest part for you? Making the transition maybe from high school to college, from West Coast to East Coast, or just something that you've dealt with, you know, during your 3+ years here now. What were some of the a challenge or two?
So one of the hardest things for me was just being not around people I'm not familiar with, and it you know, adjusted for me quite quickly. But at the beginning of my freshman year, like, first couple months, I didn't know too many people. It kind of seemed like I was by myself. Even if I had my roommates or something, that was just a little difficult for me to just, like, get over, or just, mm-hmm. you know, overcome. But it's I adjusted very, very quickly, and it wasn't too bad at all. And another thing was adding more classes, just making sure that, like, I can keep, you know, gaining credits, but at the same time, like, being able to play volleyball, do preseason, work out, just have all these other extracurriculars at the same time of, you know, bettering myself in my classes, because I put classes first. And for the first time, I think last semester, I got a 3.8, which is insane. So I'm very happy about
Incredible.
That. And you know, it's just it's if you have a lot of activities going on, like myself, it's just it's kind of hard to you know, equal them out and kind of balance it. And I was able to do that you know, quite well. So I'm very happy I did that. But that's probably the hardest part for me.
The last question I have for you before some rapid fire, some lighter stuff, is if you were telling your freshman year self, giving your freshman year self advice now as a senior, what would it be?
I would say, don't overthink anything. Things will fall into place. As you said, like, you know, it's, as you said, for me, like, things kind of fall into place, and for you, that's kind of how life works, you know? Like, you don't want to stress out about the future. It's just, things happen, and you just got to let them happen, you know?
Put yourself in position to be successful, and let yourself be successful, you
exactly.
know? As you said,
exactly.
don't overthink it. I think that's a really good point. All right, so we can lighten it up a little bit now. Some rapid fires, you can answer them. I'll answer them a little bit, too. Mm-hmm. Your funniest teammate.
Funniest teammate?
Or you could be a past teammate as well.
Gotcha. Okay, so probably Kyle Losner. The man is always joking around. He always has a smile on his face, and it's just funny. He can't stop laughing or whatever.
Favorite food?
Favorite food? Ooh. Probably ramen. I love ramen.
That's
so good.
I don't know about that. You got to step it up on that. Do you cook?
I do cook sometimes. Only with my girlfriend. She kind of helps me with it. So, yeah.
Newark's undergone a revitalization. In a lot of areas, I think it still has some ways to go, but, you know, there's a lot more places to go eat, you know, new, a lot of newness. Are there any favorite places that you like to go eat, you know, whether if it's family or friends with your girlfriend?
Yes, definitely. I would say Fukuro because it's a ramen restaurant. Mm-hmm. But if I say otherwise, Pliable's just opened up almost exactly a year ago, and that place is delicious.
Delicious. So there's another one too on Raymond, Ono Grinds too.
Oh really?
But both of them are really good, and we follow them on it as the Scarlet Raider Instagram follows them, so I always see those. They always have great posts.
You gotta try it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Music.
Uh-huh. I love electronic dance music and hip hop. That's just, I always listen to it.
Good shows you're watching.
Good shows I'm watching. I'm watching, I'm really excited for Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. That's not currently happening, but I'm also watching Scandal. It's pretty good. And
I watched the first few Scandals. Olivia's pretty, she's a hard.
She's top notch.
I don't want to curse on here, but she's tough. I like her. Mm-hmm. Books.
Do
you not read? That's.
I don't read often, but I do read a little bit. I'm reading all the. All the Lights We Cannot See.
It's dude, I am reading that same book. Started it, and I had it in
That's
my bag.
That's actually insane.
And my bag's a little bit heavy today, so I actually took it out and put it on my on the counter when I was walking out. But my mom's like, "You have to read it. It might start a little slow, but mm-hmm. she's like, you're gonna really like it." So it's good to hear.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it.
I'm doing some traveling this weekend, so I'll probably get into it a little bit. But that's funny. But yeah, I think the bombing scene with the blind girl.
Mm-hmm.
I just like so I'm just 40 pages in or whatever. So
it's just that atmosphere.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Favorite sports teams. I don't watch a lot of sports, but I would have to say probably either the Giants or the Jets, like the Rams back in LA. I'm sorry, any LA fans, but I can't side with them. They're not that good.
Do you have an athlete that you like? I'm not saying an athlete's a role model, mm-hmm. but any athletes that you, man, that guy's awesome, man, that girl's awesome.
I wouldn't say any like American athletes. I'd probably go to the Olympics for a kind of athlete. And it might be a generic answer, but like Michael Phelps, that dude's just like the definition of just like pushing himself and just keep going. And
my favorite part about Phelps is he was the high of highs, had some issues probably that were probably extremely overblown mm-hmm. in the grand scheme of things, but then just came back and just gave the ultimate just I'm still the freaking man, and he's fantastic.
Exactly.
He's absolutely the man. Last two for you.
Mm-hmm.
Sport if you didn't play volleyball. Do you like any? Do you play any other sports?
I did play football for 1 year in high school, but I just recently picked up rock climbing.
Oh, nice.
And I enjoy rock climbing so much. It's really fun. I enjoy just climbing up a wall like Spider-Man,
I am so heavy. I'm just a heavy person. Not mm-hmm. out of shape heavy, but just heavy. I cannot climb anything. And
it's
I started
difficult.
Doing pull-ups all the time. No, I got them too, but now they bother my elbows. So I just don't think climbing's in the game. But that's all I got for you, Brendan. That was great. Absolute pleasure. The internship was awesome, and I can't wait to watch you guys come January. So thanks again for the time, and
yeah,
best of luck this semester, and we'll catch up with you again in January.
Oh, thank you as well.
All right, Brendan Frank, ladies and gentlemen.